Okay. I just want to move like this, like every time I think of that.
Okay.
I like how he's standing still on his chest, is still doing.
You know how, like, when we record the show and I hit record before I tell everybody it's recording?
That's what we're doing right now. Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I started doing the Brad McGinty VG's impersonation.
You caught the end of our Brad McGinty.
Yeah.
That's my naked lady.
Okay.
Let's see. What are we supposed to be talking about?
Well, I'm trying to figure out Black Cat's real name because I forgot it. Felicia Hardy. Done. Okay, it's Felicia Hardy.
I have to take the curve really.
Yeah.
All my stuff went.
I think I'm going to throw up.
All my stuff went one way.
So, here we are in my car, and Adam's driving and doing a terrible job, but I love him anyway. This is Sean for the Dollar Bin with, oh my God, we're going to die. And with me right here is Heather from the Dollar Bin.
Hello. We're on the road with the Dollar Bin and Jay Chris.
Jay Chris is with us. Earlier, I tweeted a picture of them lightsaber fighting with their phone.
Did Jay Chris have on his blue blockers then?
Yes, he did. Sweet. I don't know if you guys are following me at Shawnee Liz. This Twitter.
The Twitter.
The Twitter. So we're going to SPX. So what are we doing?
Right now we're hoping Adam doesn't kill us all.
Oh, okay. So Heather, this is your... Well, this is my first SPX too.
Aw.
Yeah, it is actually. My first SPX. And I can't say it.
Specs.
Yes. Small Press Expo.
How many have you been to, Adam?
This is my fourth. I don't know if everybody can hear me.
Adam has been to four.
Yes, four.
How many have you been to, Jay Chris?
I don't know.
All of them?
I don't know when. Hello.
Heather just stuck
the microphone
in his face.
I can't remember when I was going to it first times.
Like five? Six?
Let's go with six.
Okay.
2004?
Okay, so that would be six. That would be six.
That wouldn't be right. It sounds right, though. How many have you been to? Four of them? Yeah, I think six sounds
right. Okay. So, Heather, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to all of the wackiness that ensues from indie artists.
There is a lot of wackiness. There's some kooky cats who draw comics.
I'm also kind of looking forward to this legendary chocolate fountain.
You know, actually, this is the first I've heard of the chocolate fountain. I didn't know that there was a chocolate fountain.
It's on their poster this year.
You know, I didn't even pay attention to where they were. I just was, like, trying to figure out who drew it.
Oh, you didn't notice the gigantic chocolate fountain?
No, I saw all the people, but I didn't really pay attention to where they were in relation to a chocolate fountain.
I think Heroes Con needs to have a chocolate fountain.
I don't know. I'll put that in my notes. As events coordinator, I will write that down. So I have the programming printed out.
Yeah, I never actually get to do really many of the panels at Heroes Con, so
panels are fun.
Those are like a second thought with me.
I like panels. Dustin Harbin is doing one with Kate Beaton and Julia Wirtz. Richard Thompson is going to be at SPX. He must be on the other guest list because they're doing brave new comic strips.
He's cul-de-sac, right?
Yeah, I love cul-de-sac.
I told you he was going to be here.
Okay, well, he's not on the exhibitor list that I printed out. He's on the other list.
He's on their special guest list.
I didn't realize that there were two guest lists. I should have printed out the other one, too. Comics and World Building. Evan Dom, Liz Bailey. That should be cool. I kind of want to go to the Return of the Monster, the Fort Thunder Legacy panel. It's going to have Bill Kartopoulos. I'm saying that wrong. Kartopoulos. Bill Kay will be there with Brian Ralph, Paul Lyons, Tom Devlin, and Dan Nadeau. Dan Nadeau does a picture box stuff.
Literally are just reading.
I am just reading. What? I'm going through stuff. I'm talking about what I want to do.
Hello, Dollar Bin listeners, and welcome to Reading with Sean.
I'm doing a terrible job of it, but I'm trying. What have you got, Heather? Huh? Ooh, Frank Santoro is going to be there.
What does he do?
He does,
Tell us about him.
He does Storyville and Cold Heat. He's another picture box guy. Him and Dan Nadel came to Heroes Con in 08, I do believe. Oh. They're really cool. He's very,
I was there in 08.
Artsy and intellectual. It's fun to talk to.
This is my first con outside of Heroes Con.
Really? I've been to a couple. This is my first SPX. I'm excited.
Specs.
I know I already said that, and Specs. I know I can't say it. Shut up. Don't make fun of me. Adam is, front seat driving. He's making fun of what's going on in the back.
Adam, are you eating something? Is that why we're driving kind of? No, no, J. Chris has switched from dry fruit to Baby Ruth. Can I guess that your wife packed all the healthy stuff and you snuck some candy bars in there?
I actually bought the healthy stuff. I bought the dried fruit, but the Baby Ruth is my indulgence. But after pulling out the big bag of M&Ms that you had, I can't stop. Just nonstop now.
I can't eat the Baby Ruth. It gets all stuck in my teeth. It's too much work to eat a Baby Ruth. Just thought I'd share.
So that is more riveting than me reading. Than me reading what's going on.
The Dollar Bin discusses candy bars.
Well, Baby Ruths have... They have 4 grams of protein, which I saw that.
Is it
I was like,
of the nuts?
That's going to really make it worth getting. That's why I bought it. Actually, no, I like Baby Ruth's. The peanuts, the caramel, and the...
The nougat?
So you say
caramel? See, I always said caramel.
I think I say caramel, okay. Yeah.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a caramel fan.
Okay.
I don't think maybe I say caramel.
Heather, I have a question for you. Being that this is, you've only been to Heroes Con as far as conventions go, and you've recently developed your love of an interest in the mini comics and stuff like that. So what is it as a newcomer to this realm of comics that you're looking forward to and expecting at SPX?
Well, I think hanging out with some of the Sketch Charlotte guys who do a lot of their own mini comics, I've kind of seen some insight into their creative process, and because they're not working with storylines that have been developed for decades, they're really having to, I think, work harder to come up with their own product. So it's always interesting to see what people are coming up with that might not be something that we would typically see in the realm of comics.
Are we to be expecting any interviews from you at SPX for the Dollar Bin later?
I hope so. I hope to be let loose with the mics and the recording device to talk to some people. I do plan to talk to Herc from Sketch Charlotte, who I believe will be up there with 803 Studios.
You are correct.
Because he just released The Last Cigarette, I believe, mm-hmm. which I read. It's an interesting story about a retired Greek detective and a case that he gets involved in. So it was pretty interesting, and Herc's just an interesting guy to talk to. And hopefully can check out who I see as interesting based on what they have on their table and see who wants to talk to us.
And are you prepared to walk in circles for the next 2 days?
Yeah, as long as I can make some, pit stops at, say, J. Chris's table, sit with him and Rob for a while. Probably hang out with the Red Moon guys a little bit, see who else I recognize from Heroes Con.
If the Dollar Bin is not blocking J. Chris's table, then they are not doing their job.
Oh, I didn't realize that was part of our job description, but I can get on that. But I'll want to help J. Chris sell those adorable little neat bots that he assembled after I get the one that looks like the bowling pin. Would you like to tell us about the process of making your neat bots?
Oh, it's boring. They paint them with acrylic paint. Well, actually, this has been, I was making them last year out of wooden blocks that I glued together. It was 2 different wooden blocks. And I didn't finish them, of course. So I figured I had to get them done this year. And it's basically wooden blocks glued together, and then I prime it, and then paint it with acrylic, base coat, whatever colors, and then do all the detail work with acrylic. Usually I use a Sharpie poster pens, which is a really cool kind of dry, brushy, it's weird. The ink is, I can't explain it. It's a flat ink that comes out really thick, like a paint pen. But paint pens, they glob up and everything, especially if you're painting on paint. So if you're using a paint pen, it just starts to kind of reactivate the paint that was under it. So anyway.
Chris, what draws you to robots? What draws you to draw robots, Chris?
Ah. I don't know. I guess coming up in the 70s, there was a lot of robot stuff. I mean, there's robots. I don't know. I love robots. They're... I've never been asked that. I should have an answer.
Seriously, have you never
been asked? You've never been asked, why do you
draw robots? Why do you draw robots?
Is it
because... Why are you doing this podcast?
I think you should tie it back to the love of the 80s TV show Small Wonder. Believe it or not,
because my stuff resembles her so much. Just completely.
That's where you were like, robots are cool. Why don't I have a sister robot?
Yeah. I've noticed that a lot of your robots are blue. Is that you're externalizing your inner feelings?
Well,
are you sad?
The Nidobots, the original ones, are little peg bots. They're like, they look like Fisher Price characters.
Oh, the little people?
And so, yeah, the little people. And so I did those in a batch and used spray paint and just spray painted them all one color. So they were blue. Now, personally, I use a lot of blue just as I like blue and it's a good base color.
I don't think I can read anymore with Adam's erratic driving. I'm going to put the words up. I'm going to put the words up. It's kind of bouncy.
I've been trying not to hit them in the face with their mic. It's
not the road. The road's kind of bouncy. I'm sorry. The road's kind of bouncy.
You can use her mic.
Yeah, we can share a mic. You two can share a mic.
You read all that information and learn it.
Well, I was going over
learn
the
it.
Guest list and
learn
like,
it and recite it without
to
reading.
Talk to.
It's tiny little font.
I'm thinking like the main thing I want to do is buy a set to see from Ju Wang. That's what I've decided.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I've actually
the main
been
thing.
Holding out on that. I've seen it at some of the stores and have been holding out to personally buy it from Drew.
So.
In person.
Yeah.
With him there while you purchase it. You're going to give him the money and then have him put his hand on the page and write some words.
And then on top of all that, I always have a personal sketchbook goal. I always want. There's always one person that I want to get in my sketchbook when I go to an event.
Oh, don't tell us. Okay, now.
Okay, Drew is my... Drew Wang is who I want.
Oh, that was not... That was. I could have guessed that.
Do you know Stephanie Yu? Have you heard of her?
No. I might know her from sight, but I don't recognize. What's
her? Her website is Jelly City. And she draws really cute little animals. I kind of want to check out her table.
Is it there?
Huh? Yeah, she's on the guest list.
Then you'll have that opportunity.
So, she has something about a book, something about hamster and cheese. Oh, do I get to hold the mic now?
You were talking and
she's
nobody could hear you.
She's putting stuff away.
She had a book about hamsters. I'm intrigued.
Do you have a thing about hamsters?
I just like little furry creatures.
Is that a hamster? Oh, it is like those little electronic little things. Here's my problem with getting books that you can get off of Amazon at the show. Especially at this show. This show is for not getting books that you can get other places. Because you can find somebody who just did a mini comic and they have 30 copies of it that they're sitting there and hand watercoloring the covers. And it's like, okay, this, you know, those super rare things.
I absolutely agree with that. It's the one thing I love about SPX is, and that's the reason I spend so much money when I go to SPX as opposed to a lot of the other shows I go to. And it's because you don't know if you'll ever see what you see again. So I always make sure that if I see something I like, I buy it. I don't wait for next year because it may not be there next year. Now, as far as buying Drew's book, you know, Drew's got to pay for his table too, so...
I don't know, I'm not saying you shouldn't support him. Because, seriously, that was one of the books I was like, I want to get that one, number one. He'll be there. I can buy it from him. Yeah. And I want the book now, but I've waited, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, at Heroes and a couple of the other stores, at Chapel Hill Comics, they had it as well. I mean, they have, like, you know, one or two copies. Now, if I buy that copy, it's gone. that means somebody else can't buy it. But if I'm going to SPX, then I know I can buy it from Drew, and that book will still be at Heroes for somebody else to buy and come across.
That's a good point. Another book that I was looking forward to getting was the Jim Rugg the Rambo mini comic.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Ew.
LOL.
Tell me more and never say that again, Sean, ever. I will bonk you with the mic.
Okay, so it's set right after September 11th, and Bush tries to get Rambo to fight the terrorists.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's essentially it.
Interesting.
And then he, you know, teams up, and kind of it's the story of Bush and Rambo fighting terrorists.
Huh.
But it's done in a really awesome varying style. Like, he does his, like, you know, each drawing almost looks like someone else did it. It's pretty crazy.
And not only that, but, I mean, he mixes it up with, like, some, like, looks like even, like, just photocopied, almost, like, zine-like in some places, you know? And some
definitely looks like a zine.
Yeah.
And it's a mini-comic 100%. Yeah. Like, someone just went completely out and just did this thing. That's a bad example. They just did this thing. It was a mini comic. You know what I'm saying?
But all in all, it's
he
cool.
went all the way and did a mini comic.
It's pretty cool.
He
for
wanted
me.
To do one.
It's got paper in it.
Well, it's pretty cool for me because, I mean, I know, like, Jim's been in the business for a while, but I really just became familiar with Jim with Aphrodisiac recently in the last year or so. So for me to be able to, you know, see, like, a Jim mini comic is kind of cool because I picture him as, like, a guy that does, you know, Ad House published books and SLG published books.
And Dark Horse.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so to get a mini comic is pretty cool. I always like doing stuff like that.
In fact, he just had, he's part of the Dr. Horrible trade paperback that just came out.
Oh, no way.
I have it with me.
Well, I must see. I haven't seen that. Jim actually posted.
Yeah, it was a week late.
He posted the mini comic. The Rambo mini comic online, so you can download and read it. I can't give you a URL because I'm in a car, but I'm sure you could find it.
If you go to jimrug2gs.com, you can find it.
And so I'm pretty sure he did that too to help his running in the Ignatz for best mini comic. You know,
he told us in Baltimore. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
Have you interviewed him yet?
I have today, as we record, the video interview I did with him when he was on his Aphrodisiac tour and when he stopped by Heroes Aren't Hard to Find should be up on our website as well as Blip TV and maybe a link on Twitter. I'm going to get it up on YouTube when I get back from SPX. But it's not really an interview as much as he came by and did a signing. And, you know, while he was doing the signing, people came up and talked to him, mostly Andy Mansell. And it's just a collection of his answers and stuff that he gave throughout the day.
Huh.
And it's all super entertaining. It talks about aphrodisiac, and it also talks about his own process and just kind of some things. And because it's a video, it's got him, and it also, there's a lot of video of his portfolio as I flip through his portfolio, showing off his different art and his different styles. As Jay Chris mentioned earlier, he's got, like, the ability to do all these different styles. And so the portfolio really shows that off.
I think he'd be a good interview at SPX.
Yeah, I was going to interview him in Baltimore, but I ended up in that art auction for 2 hours.
You got sucked into another art auction?
Yeah, so I didn't get to interview Jim. I had the interview set up with Jim. He was ready to do it. And then they were like, art auction in 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, crap, I'll be right back. And it was 2 hours later, and the show was over. So he'll be at SPX, and I look forward to seeing him, as mentioned. So
yeah, I'd like to talk to him about the guild.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of came, it's, from what I've seen, like, Aphrodisiac and Strange Angel, the guild thing kind of came out of nowhere.
I've not seen any of the guilds at all. Did he have anything at Heroes?
Yeah, he had some of the guild stuff at Heroes.
They were all out by then, so it was a 3-issue miniseries.
Yeah.
And I think the trade paperback comes out in November.
I think I first met Jim at Space, and where's Space at? I can't even think.
It's in Ohio or something?
Yeah. And I had read Street Angel, and he was there, and I was, like, funneling everybody. I was like, you got to go buy this Street Angel stuff right now and go in there. And I think it was off in some other little room. Like, it was, like, a separate room for some reason. They stuck him in there, but I think I might be wrong. I probably am. My memory is awesome. But anyway, Street Angel is by far one of my favorite comics of all time. So, If you're looking for more ruggedness, get that.
Yeah, I found him to be super nice at Heroes Con. He was one of the people that I actually checked in.
But the Rambo's online, so I've read it, so I'm less apt to pick it up because I can buy something I haven't seen.
That's true. It is only $2. So
well,
if anybody wants
I could definitely, yeah, I could, but $2 at SPX, yeah, it's like, you know, could get some crazy something or another for $2.
Are there a lot of buttons at SPX? I love buttons.
Yeah. I think there's a fair amount of buttons.
I got a lot of my buttons that I have at SPX.
Sweet.
On my bag, so yeah.
There's a lot of plushies and t-shirts and, you know, handmade comics and self-published comics mostly. But then you also have Fantagraphics is there, which is kind of a cool one to go to at the show too, because again, as a publisher, I don't run across that much in the South. So sometimes I'll go over there and pick up something that I'm looking forward to.
I always have trouble getting stuff from Fantagraphics. They're like usually in that back corner, and it's always super duper crowded. And so I rarely myself have actually even bought anything from the Fantagraphics. I usually even go smaller than that and just buy from people pushing their stuff. And to me, it's all about eye contact. I'm way more likely to buy something from somebody if they engage me while I walk by their table. And like, you know, say hi. Like, I'll walk, and if somebody stops me, I'm way more likely to buy something from them, because there's so much stuff at SPX, and unless, you know, unless the piece itself is so amazing looking that it's selling itself, or if the person really feels passionate about their stuff, that's kind of where I draw the line of what I'll buy and what I won't buy, because I can't buy everything while I'm there, and that's just kind of my rule of deciding what to spend my money on.
I am hoping to get at least one or two more Pinky and the Brain sketches for my sketchbook.
You know, you should get a Joe Lambert Pinky and the Brain.
That thanks wow. to
I would recommend Joe Lambert anything.
What?
You should get a Joe Lambert Pinky and the Brain. I would recommend that.
You should pay him money to do you a Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, you should.
How much does he normally charge?
Honestly.
Yeah, how much did he hit you up for that?
No, that's a big, huge thing. just ask him if he'll do you a Pinky and the Brain sketch, and he'll probably will do it for free.
Yeah.
But you should pay him to do it, and that way, I mean, what he does anyway is amazingly fantastic.
Okay.
For free. So if you gave him something extra, you're going to be just...
Okay, yeah, thanks to Sketch Charlotte, my Pinky and the Brain collection is growing rapidly.
Sweet. Something from the person and like engage them before asking if I can get a sketch from them, you know. And the people that are willing to do a sketch, I mean, it would be a terrible thing to get a sketch from somebody and not in some way, you know, at least buy something from them, if not pay them for the sketch. So
I just realized I forgot my sketchbook.
You always forget your sketchbook.
Yeah, I do. I'm terrible at getting sketches.
You have like 4.
Yeah, I do.
I suggest that next year you give your sketchbook to Jay Chris.
Okay.
Not Dwayne.
I gave it to 2 years ago. I gave my sketchbook to Dwayne Ballinger, and I got a Dwayne Ballinger sketch and a Jay Chris sketch, and that was it.
They're awesome.
I love my flowery robot with the thing in the mouth.
Did he?
Yeah, he
did
knew.
Did you tell him to give it to
other I gave
people?
It to him Friday, and I was like, here, do this, and then pass it around. And I come back Sunday, and he's like, oh, and let me do you a sketch.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. It's okay. I love you, Dwayne.
That's the toughest thing about
what
doing
is your
sketches.
Sketchbook
theme? Yeah. Monsters, Robots, and Boba Fett is my theme.
That's
because,
awesome.
Because the first three ones were like a fuzzy monster and Jay Chris's robot and Boba Fett. So that's my theme. Monsters, Robots, and Boba Fett.
Interesting.
Sweet. I was going to say the toughest thing about doing those sketchbook stuff is being witty or funny or making it be some kind of standout thing. I mean, you're on the spot to create something, you know? And some people don't do that because they're good enough draftsmen that their wit isn't important, you know? It's like, wow, he did this killer drawing. But for me, it's like I have to figure out something that's, you know.
When you're invited to do a sketch in a sketchbook, do you prefer like a looser theme or a tight specific theme?
I usually don't prefer. I freak out. I'm like, I'm going to ruin. Yeah, whatever it is going to be ruined. I prefer kind of a, I guess, more strict theme because I can draw anything as a robot, so it doesn't matter. At least I have a direction, you know, instead of just like, I'm drawing this robot. I'm drawing this Wonder Woman as a robot. You know, that's a little more kind of like, okay, I know where stuff should go. But, yeah.
What's the weirdest sketch request you've had?
Weirdest sketch request? I was at Free Comic Book Day, and I was doing, like, Iron Man and Spider-Man and Batman and all that stuff. And then somebody asked me to do Sandman, like Dream, like Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
Wow.
I was like, that's just like the furthest away of any, there's nothing I can like kind of.
You can't really turn that into a robot.
Cartoonize him. I've seen cartoon versions of him.
But that, yeah.
But there was like, I just did a horrible job. And then the other one was Swamp Thing. So, which is this organic, you know, creature. Which I ended up making into some kind of wind-up toy Swamp Thing-headed robot thing anyway. So it was kind of off. But I think this and Sandman's not a weird thing. It's just like, for me, it was like, you know, oh, you draw cartoony robot things. Can you draw Sandman? Oh, yeah, I've done that a million times. Here you go. Oh, the other hard thing for me to do was Yoda for some reason. Like, this little kid was like, can you draw Yoda? And I was like, okay. And I looked down at the paper, and I was like, how the hell do you draw Yoda? And, like, I could not figure out. Like, I could figure it out, but I couldn't. He didn't look like Yoda at all. He looked like some old man with big ears. And I guess that's what Yoda is, but it did not. I couldn't figure out what that one part of him that made it look like it was Yoda, other than his ears being giant, but still. And then the funny thing is, recently I was with Brad McGinty and Josh Latta and Rob Ullman, and we were drawing in this bar, and I mentioned that about Yoda and how, like, I couldn't draw Yoda that looked like Yoda. Even if I had the reference for the Clone Wars Yoda, I probably could pull that. I mean, I definitely could pull that off, but it wasn't in my brain. I hadn't seen it enough. So we were in the bar drawing Yodas on, you know, the
cocktail napkins?
Yeah, cocktail napkins. This one had blank coasters that were paper that we were drawing.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
And, like, all the Yodas were like, this looks like Yoda. They didn't. They looked like they looked like dogs. And to me, they just, none of them looked like Yoda. There was not, I don't know what it is.
I had you at Richard's this past year. I had you draw me a Boba Fett.
Yes.
And, you drew Bob Fett.
I drew Bob Fett because I couldn't.
It's awesome.
I couldn't remember Boba Fett's costume from memory. It was like we didn't have any reference, and it was like I just started drawing him.
That was like the same thing that happened, because when we were at Mocha, and I was talking to Pat Lewis about how fast he drew that bear, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, I draw bears all the time. Yeah. He's like, if it was like Boba Fett, I wouldn't know what to do. And I was like, draw me a Boba Fett, Pat Lewis. I have a Pat Lewis Boba Fett that he drew.
Oh, wow.
And then I remember going, yeah, you know, it was like there's this whole Boba Fett thing. And
it's his Boba Fett. His Boba Fett was probably fantastic.
Well, I think he may have used the Philbach Brothers Boba Fett that was in my sketchbook as reference.
He had a reference.
Not to
spoil
it. I mean,
you could draw Boba Fett's helmet and backpack thing and everything. And but then you start getting into little details, you're like, I'm just no good at it. I'm not at that kind of stuff, like, without any reference. Like, the other thing we were doing that day, we were drawing X-Men when we were drunk. So
it sounds so awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Where do all these drawings end up?
Was a stack of them. I think I kept them, but for some reason I thought I gave them to Josh Latta because he was going to post it.
Whatever happened to those sketches that we collected a couple years ago, SPX, the first sketch videos we did. You know whatever happened to those? You still have them?
I found them.
Did you find them?
Yeah, I did. You need them?
I don't know. I was kind of curious whatever happened to them.
Yeah, I found them. Okay. They're pretty good.
I feel an idea for the dollar bin at Heroes Con, where we get these guys drunk and then we give them random shit to draw. Like,
that would be fantastic. Okay. But I don't know that I could.
Yeah,
I don't
we need to actually pick, like,
I don't know that, like, I could do that on camera.
That would be really fun. Now I'm going to
be hilarious.
I'm going to have to think of, like, odd subjects for you.
The thing that started it all was Josh Latta was, like, talking about, and he'd done it before, drawing X-Men while you're drunk. So it was like, a specific theme that we were all drawing X-Men while we were drinking.
Yeah, because I think he did post some of those, and yeah. I don't know if that was from that or if it was him
that
having
was him
previously
had,
done
he
it.
He had previously done it. But I got to Nightcrawler, because I was drawing, I'll do Nightcrawler, and I was like doing his hair, and the tail came around his arms, and then I got to his costume, I was like, crap. I could not remember what his costume looks like. It's not really my fault, because he's had like 5,000 as long as so as the rest of the X-Men. But apparently he had this V thing going on that's red and goes down to like his...
like square shoulders.
Yeah, so... And somebody else finished it for me, but...
And we are running a little late on our way to Rob Allman's to drop off Chris here.
My phone died.
Oh, so Rob can't call you to be like, where are you, man? Where are you, man?
He's got my number.
My wife can't call me.
Yeah.
I love Dolly Bean. We turn off mic now.
See you at SPX.
That little phone thing.
Bye.